So, sitting down to eat? Well, according to a new study, many Americans talk skinny but eat fat. The research firm Technomic reports that while 47% of Americans say they'd like restaurants to offer healthier items like salads, only 23% order those meals. Old habits, hard to break. Maybe we should be looking to Finland. The BBC's Charlotte Ashton reports from the Finnish city of Turku.
It's a bright late summer's afternoon here in Turku, a small Finnish city east of Helsinki. I'm standing by the river next to bicycle and jogging lanes, someone whizzing past every few seconds. It's what Turku resident and head of the Baltic Region Healthy Cities Association, Johanna Ryman, describes as the city's living room. But perhaps gym would be a better description, because city planners developed this to encourage people to exercise more.
A gentle push from the government and from the municipalities, but also the people themselves. They have realized that their quality of life and their well-being is increased when they make healthier choices.
It's too early to say what effect Turku's network of bicycle lanes, developed since the turn of the millennium, will have on public health. But you only have to look around to see that Turku's residents are getting plenty of exercise. I've just chatted to one, Terry Ristimuki, in a riverside cafe.
It's just wonderful to bicycle to work, almost like a competition with my colleague. He used to take his car to work every morning, but now all summer he has walked to work.
A new law here in Finland called Health in All Policies forces decision makers from every government department to consider how everything they do will impact upon the nation's health.
We are in Kakkola prison area in the middle of Turku.
Timo Hintsanen is director of city planning in Turku, and he took me to the latest development project.
It's 20 hectares of old prison area, which is now empty.
Within a decade, bicycle lanes, pedestrianised areas and parks will take the place of roads and car parking places, which will be deliberately expensive.
It's quite different what it used to be, let's say 20 years ago, when everything was how to make new buildings, how to make new apartments. Now the attitude is quite different. Well-being is the main priority.
Health in All Policies is the latest programme in a history of public health efforts dating back to the late 1970s, when Finland had the world's highest rates of coronary heart disease. So the government set up competitions between villages to see who could lower cholesterol the most. They raised taxes on alcohol and subsidised dairy farmers to switch to producing berries, the only fruit that grow well in the Finnish climate. There's a market stall selling berries on every corner here, and Finnish diets have improved measurably over the last 30 years. Coronary heart disease is down a whopping 85%. But there's still work to be done on the obesity level, which is higher than in other Nordic countries. It's why the government is making such an effort to get people to do more exercise.
We are not far from downtown Helsinki in one of the living areas of ordinary people. We are here standing on a bicycle route.
This is the man credited with Finland's public health turnaround, Professor Pekka Puska, Director of Public Health.
We have the global trend of obesity increasing, particularly among young people, and that really gives new emphasis to physical activity, everyday physical activity. The famous slogan says, make the healthy lifestyle the easy one.
Standing here in a Helsinki suburb with acres of space, you know, it's a very low population density here in Finland and also a very homogenous society. A lot of legislators in other countries would say your job's actually quite easy.
Yes, we do have some advantages, but still the problem of influencing human lifestyles is pretty much the same all over the world.
That report from the BBC's Charlotte Ashton in Turku, Finland.